old thing. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful thing. Laugh a little more thing. Tighten up your core thing. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Happy Thursday, Amy here. And just heads up, I recorded this intro three other times and just deleted them and had to step away for a few hours and go gather my thoughts because I didn't really know where to start. There's just so much happening in my life personally and then also some really cool things professionally. And the personal stuff is requiring that I find ways to cut back and say no, which you'll hear a little bit more about that in a second. But other stuff is really cool and awesome. And because I work with some amazing people, I'm still able to be a part of it and get it done. If I didn't have awesome people, I don't know the stuff that I would have been able to say yes to. Like today, a press release is going out announcing my new podcast network, something that we have been working on for months and months. And I feel like if you listen to this podcast or you're a part of the Bobby Bones Show and you've been following our journey and different things that we've been able to do, this is something that was brought to my attention early 2020. And I just didn't really know if it was for me or if it's something I wanted to pursue. And then finally, I decided, you know what? I think it is. There's people that I would love to highlight and be a part of their journey and them getting a podcast and reaching people, especially my people, because I know that you will love everyone that I bring in under this umbrella. But yeah, again, just wouldn't happen with about a list of people and I could rattle off their names. But if you're listening right now, you know exactly who you are. And also, you know, another thing that gets done because of other people is like, we're about to release a brand new Four Things Gratitude Journal 2.0. It's the new one with new quotes and improved stickers. And we've got some new recipes. And that's able to release next Friday, the 30th. And really any Espoir Four Things or Pimp and Joy launch is able to happen because Mary and others at the Shot Forward are the best. And Mary and I are actually going to do an Instagram live next Wednesday night, the 28th, to reveal the new cover. And gratitude is just so important. I know that right now more than ever because I am practicing it. And I need to be better about letting y'all know that I'm practicing it so that it's an encouragement to you to be doing it as well. But I hope you find time to take note of the things that you're grateful for, with or without, you know, one of our Four Things Gratitude Journals. That's not the point. I just love that we can put something together that's cool that we actually use and we love that you can use that will give back to Haiti. But a quote from our new journal is from Albert Einstein, and he said, there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle. And I don't know why reading that quote that I've seen a bunch because I've been working on the journal and that normally wouldn't make me tear up, but I feel as though some days I'm making it through the day and I have to celebrate that because that's a miracle for me right now. And I know a lot of you might be in that as well. And so again, another reason why I have this podcast is so that nobody feels alone. And we may not always know what each other are going through, but it doesn't matter. It's just that we know we're not alone and there are resources, there's help, there's podcasts. I was even downloading some podcast desperately today that I heard about to listen to that I thought would help give me some insight with what I'm going through right now. And again, that's another reason why being able to be a part of something that's going to put out podcasts. Now, the one I was searching out wasn't on my network. That's not what I'm saying. It was somebody else I had never even heard of. But I was so thankful that she had a podcast and interviewed this one person and put it up. And what they spoke about really helped me today. And that is what I hope you'll get from the people that are now going to be under the Amy Brown Podcast Network. I am so excited about this. My own podcast is not actually under my network. I'm under Bobby's, which is the Nashville Podcast Network, which these are details you probably don't really care about at all, some behind the scenes stuff. But I will have a presence on my network because I'm going to be co-hosting Outway with Lisa Haim. And yes, I am just smiling so big right now because Outway started as a four-part series earlier this year, but the feedback was overwhelming and it's such an important ongoing conversation that we decided, yep, It is going to be a weekly podcast releasing every Saturday because I feel strongly that a life without disordered eating outweighs everything. And I want everyone to know that. I want y'all to hear stories from people. I want y'all to hear from the experts. I want y'all to just hear from me and Lisa and our personal experiences with disordered eating and eating disorders. And we'll hear from you. We have already gathered stories that you have sent in and reached out to people and already started the interviews. And I think it's just going to be such a great thing. And speaking of Lisa, since she's co-hosting Outweigh with me, you'll get to know her more there. But she is also going to be hosting her own podcast on the network called The Truthiest Life. And in an age of social media and filters and highlight reels, like, we all work pretty hard to make sure that no one sees our cracks and our faults and our messy moments, which is what I'm trying to say here is, even right now in this intro, is that nobody's life is perfect. But what Lisa wants to do is try to let the human side of people show. And what if instead, you know, we tried for unconditional vulnerability and we were to get soft and stay soft, even in the hard moments, and show up as our true selves? And she firmly believes that that's the version of us that the world needs, and she's going to put that out there. And I'm so pumped for Lisa and The Truthiest Life. I hope you'll check it out. And Catherine DeFatta is another amazing podcast joining my network. Her podcast is called You Need Therapy, and she's a licensed therapist. And Kat is going to invite listeners into conversations with others that will answer tough questions and go over hard truths. And it's going to be a space where you are figuring yourself out, but it's also going to be kind of scary and fun, if that makes sense. Like, sometimes scary, but sometimes really awesome, because the growth you have or things you discover about yourself, although maybe hard, will also be fun. And therapy is for everyone. And I want you to know that. Kat wants you to know that. And you may not want it, but the truth is, you need therapy. And this leads me into today's episode, where Kat is actually taking over my four things for today. She's going to do a podcast takeover so that you can learn more about her and see how she is as a host. Also, she's awesome because this is a week that I needed to say no to hosting and let a friend help me out because, again, some stuff that's going on needed my attention, and I can't get it all done if I don't ask for help. So a Catherine DeFatta takeover is what you have in store for today, and she's very wise. I adore her, and I know that after listening today, you will too, and you'll definitely want to check out her podcast. And the four things that she's covering today are positive mental attitude, saying no and asking for help, which is, hello, what I just had to do, kind reminders for yourself, and lastly, more about her You Need Therapy podcast. So here is today's episode. I appreciate each and every one of you that listen and subscribe, rate, review, that have been a part of this journey, that have made four things successful enough to where iHeart is like, hey, we're going to give you your own podcast network now. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on this journey with me. Okay, here's today's episode. Enjoy. First thing.
Welcome to a very special edition of Four Things with Amy Brown. Without Amy Brown. My name is Kat, and I am so excited and also honored that Amy is letting me take the reins today and host her show. So let's jump in with all the things right away. I was thinking, never a better time to talk about PMA than now in 2020. For those of you who are not familiar, you're like, what is PMA? It stands for positive mental attitude. Basically, it is practicing optimism, even when you're not 100% sold. The truth is, we can't change our circumstances a lot of times, especially this year. We are so just along for the ride in so many things that are happening in the world. But what we can choose is what we do and how we create meaning out of our circumstances. So when we're talking about optimism, my definition of optimism is the choice to visualize goodness. Optimism in my eyes is being brave enough to muster up hope and then going ahead and hoping. So PMA is the philosophy that having an optimistic outlook on any situation in your life will then attract positive change, which then will help increase chances for you to achieve what you want to achieve, whether it is in relationships or work or athletics or just having a good day. PMA is considered an internal focus of control that then influences external factors. So it's when we put things down and we say, okay, I cannot control what is happening in the world, but I can control myself. And then the things that come for me or to me or what I get closer to or farther away from will then be influenced. So in other words, you can control the outside through the inside to an extent. PMA basically also is like, you know, when you were a kid, that childlike magic, like you just were excited and you believed in things, right? You just believed in things. And PMA is like getting a little bit of that childlike magic back. And we lose it from like years and years of repeating negative thoughts and beliefs. And so we're just trying to like take some of that back. So when I talk about PMA, I like to mention Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. In this book, he pointed out a commonality in those who lived through the Holocaust. And that commonality was the fact that the survivors were not necessarily the strongest or the smartest, but they created meaning out of their experiences. So their mental strength then carried them through their circumstances and physical and emotional trauma. Similar to like marathon runners or really any athlete who says what they're doing is like 80% mental. And I know this from my time running and running marathons is that you only have to be physically fit to an extent. But in that second half of the race or the last third of the race, it's not so much do I have the physical ability to do this? It's do I think that I can do this? And is there a purpose? Is there a reason that I'm doing this? If there's not, you might not finish. So PMA is helping us focus on why we do something and what we're doing and believing in ourselves, which then helps us perpetuate achievement and survival in this case. So when I say mental strength, also I want to point out, I don't mean people's ability to ignore pain and suffering at all. I mean, that is not what I'm saying. You will never hear me tell somebody that we should ignore our feelings. That is so far from how I operate, but rather it's having those feelings without turning your life into a deep pit. I know for me, and I'm pretty sure there's some of you that can relate to this, but my greatest opportunities for growth have been in these valley moments that I could have become very bitter within. Instead, I try to feel the ick, and I have felt the ick feelings that I didn't want to feel. And I was also able to see and believe that it wouldn't always be that way, and I wouldn't always be stuck there. And on top of that, I can learn something from this experience. There is something that I can take from this experience that will there better me and better my life. And this is where I want us to invite that both and into our lives. We can have these two conflicting feelings at once. And in 2020, there's all kinds of feelings, and you're allowed to have sadness and hurt and pain and also joy and excitement and gratitude. It doesn't all have to be all good or all bad. It doesn't have to be all or nothing, black or white. It gets to be gray. And so this year has definitely sucked in a lot of ways. And it also hasn't sucked in every single way. So PMA is looking at, well, how hasn't it sucked? And I created 5 tips for developing PMA and how to keep it going. So we're going to go over those really quickly. So 1, be intentional and make sure the goals that you're trying to achieve are your goals. So the things that you're trying to do, make sure that they're things that you believe in, right? It's hard to stay positive through trials when you're working towards something that you don't actually care about. So right here, I would invite you guys to find your purpose, not what you think other people want your purpose to be. And if identifying your purpose is overwhelming, I get that. I think a lot of times in our society, we make purpose into this huge thing where sometimes it's not so big and overarching. Sometimes it's simple. And if thinking about and finding that seems stressful to you, I want to encourage you to speak with a therapist or talk with a friend about it. Open up some vulnerability and talk about finding what kind of makes you tick or what gets you excited and not so much of what makes other people excited that you're doing. All right, 2, be nice to yourself. I love this one because it's so simple. And there are actually studies of athletes that show that people who affirm themselves through workouts compared to those who've said negative comments actually rated the workouts easier and performed at higher levels. So this is just scientific proof that when we talk to ourselves kindly, it actually makes a difference. Science, guys. I'm not making this up. And so right here, I just want to remind you guys to remind yourself that you're doing a great job and do it as often as you can. Number three, turn your foresight into hindsight. I'm going to unpack that a little bit. I think that we can find gratitude before we see the outcome. Now, in hindsight, we are almost always more clearly able to see purpose and failure and disappointment, right? I talked about those valley moments. So in hindsight, we're almost always grateful for if things worked out or if they didn't. So my thing here is, why don't we start with the gratitude? If we're able to settle into the realization that in time, we will be grateful for our perceived misfortune, then we are able to bypass a lot of the anxiety that keeps us stuck in those negative trains. And so again, turn your foresight into hindsight. Start with gratitude. And number four, okay, I love this one too. I think this actually might be my favorite, and it is focus on your elbows. So I have to give a shout out to my uncle, Uncle James, who is a personal trainer and a avid long distance runner, who when I was doing more running and long distance running myself, he gave me this advice when we were on a long run together. And I realized what he meant was to remind me that I've never thought my elbows were weak, and I've never thought my elbows were tired. So PMA is all about focusing on what you do have and not what you don't have. Maintaining a positive attitude requires us to put more value in our strengths than our weaknesses. And again, in 2020, it's been hard to do this. But just think, you will always have strong elbows. And you know what? Actually, if your elbows are something that have caused you pain, joint pain, whatever it might be, find something in you, within you, that feels strong. And when I work with clients, especially clients who have experienced trauma, I always resource with them and find strengths within them. So we're not always just sitting there and talking about what feels unsafe or what feels bad or what feels wrong. We're also talking about what feels good. And this is a great time to tell this story, but there was a girl that I was working with for a while, and she came in my office weekly, and we just talked about like what sucked in her life over and over and over. And I noticed myself getting a little bit frustrated, and I know she had to be getting frustrated, and it seemed like we weren't making any progress. And so one day she came into my office and she sat down, and I said, before we get going, like, I know we're about to get into, and I'm here for it. I'm here to talk about whatever you need to talk about. But before we get going, is there anything this week that has happened good? Or is there anything that you like about you? And she said, can I show you? And she likes to do art. So she got out my paint and a big piece of butcher paper, and I turned my back so she could do it without me watching. And then maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes passed, and she's like, okay, you can turn around. And I turned around, and she painted this picture that I still actually have. And it was all the things she liked about herself. And I looked at her, and I was like, oh my gosh, what? Why have we never talked about this? And she looked at me and she said, well, Catherine, you never asked me. And I even like feel myself, this was years ago, early in my career. And I get emotional now just telling that story. And I've told it so many times. And it's because we're all guilty of forgetting to focus on our elbows, right? And it's so much easier for us to focus on the negativity. And me as a therapist, I was even getting caught up in that. And the power of asking her what was going right changed the course of everything we did. And things didn't change overnight for her, but I will say things started to get better because both of us were reminded in that moment that like everything isn't bad. And in 2020, we need as many reminders that everything isn't bad as we can get. Okay, so number five, surround yourself with people who fill you up and not just people who drain you out. So make sure the people that are in your lifeboat are helping you row and not poking holes in it, right? It is said that you're the sum of the five closest people you have in your life. And let's say that's true. Who are your people? Who are the people that you are allowing to shape and hold, support, mold you? Right now, write them down and then sit there and imagine sitting in a boat with those people. Are they the people that you want in your boat or a canoe or whatever you're rowing in? You need rowers in your boat. People rub off on you. And when you spend enough time with people for long enough, you will start to pick up their mannerisms. You'll start to pick up their sayings and you will start to pick up their belief systems. And we get to choose and decide who stays in our boat. And it is okay. Like PSA again, it is okay to ask somebody to get out of your boat.
second thing.
So last week, I actually took a whole, well, almost a whole week off of seeing clients. And a couple weeks before I did, I was just feeling icky. Like I didn't feel like myself and I was getting really tired all of the time. And I am somebody who has like tons of energy. So I knew that like something was off, but I had never taken time off work without a reason. I had never taken a vacation without like going on a vacation. It just never seemed like an option or something that people did, but I did it. And oh my gosh, it was so needed and so appreciated. And I'm going to give you another PSA that you can take vacations and not have to spend money or go to fancy places. I mean, I considered that this was a vacation. And I didn't go anywhere. I mean, I went hiking with a friend. I went to lunch with my mom, not once, but two times. And I played cards. That was what I did. I didn't spend a lot of money. And it was so good. Now, I totally realize that not every human can just take a week off of work. And people have kids and families and responsibilities. So if you're feeling like I was a couple weeks ago, just like overrun, you can get a little creative, right? So maybe it's not a week off of work, but an afternoon. Or maybe it's just asking somebody to help you with something that you usually have to do by yourself that's stressing you out. Or maybe it can even be just telling someone that you don't have it in you to go to a party that you had already RSVP'd to go to. I think it's really hard for all of us at times to take time, whether it be an afternoon or a full week. And the truth is, if we don't do it, the thing that we're trying to avoid, which is usually disappointing ourselves and others, it ends up happening because we aren't taking care of ourselves. And I think a lot of times we can get in these martyr statuses or martyr places where we think that we're the only ones being affected and we're only hurting ourselves. And the truth is, when we're not healthy, we can't show up fully for other people. I think that saying no and asking for help are two very similar and very challenging things to do in our culture. I even get like a chill in my body starting to talk about this because surprise, or maybe not surprise, but I too struggle with this because I'm a helper. I want to help everyone all of the time. And I'm also, if you're familiar with the Enneagram, I'm a 7. I'm always thinking of new ideas and ways I can help people. Part of this is because for a long time, I found my own worth in being needed by everyone and being important to people. So I had to find ways to manage that and stay important. Now, the cool thing about what I'm talking to you about is that when you become important to yourself, the desire to ignore you and your needs to fulfill others starts to lessen. Now, truly, I can't help people if I don't have boundaries for myself. And saying no and asking for help can be types of boundaries for ourselves. And if I'm helping others in order to make myself feel better about me, I'm missing the whole point of helping them, right? So when I do set boundaries and say no and take time for me, when I end up helping people, it ends up being more authentic, 10 times sweeter, and way more meaningful. So people often ask me, how do you say no? And I get it. It seems harsh, right? It seems like in our society, no has become something that almost seems mean. But when people say, do you want to do this or go here or help me out? It's not that we don't want to do those things, right? A lot of the times I want to do everything. That's a problem. I suffer from FOMO, fear of missing out. But I don't have it in me all the time to do everything. And before I went on that vacation, I didn't have it in me to do all the things I was doing. Because when I do everything, I end up like half asleep in my own life. And what I've learned is I'd rather be fully awake in less than half asleep in more. So saying no may sound more like, oh, you know what? I would love to do that. And I just don't have it in me. And then that's where you put a period. Like you don't have to explain it. You don't have to give reasons. You don't have to rationalize it. You just have to say, I don't have it in me. It's not your job to make people feel okay about your boundaries. It's your job to make sure that you're living inside of your truth and honoring you and your body and what you're capable of. I'm going to challenge everybody who is listening this week to practice this. Right? So what is one thing that you can either ask for help with or say no to? What is one way that you can even take a mini vacation, right? So if, even if it, that mini vacation is saying no to going to party or, well, I don't know who's doing parties in COVID times, but taking something else on at work and taking that time and going for a walk. And then I want you to check in with how you're feeling before and then how you're feeling afterwards and see what it's like. So I talk a lot with clients about creating new belief pathways in our brains. And basically, we tend to believe what we see and what we hear the most of. So if we hear ourselves telling ourselves horrible stories about who we are and what we look like, guess what? We will end up believing them. And I like to say, we need to make it easy for ourselves to be kind to ourselves, right? And the cool thing about this is, once we start to create new belief pathways in our brains, the other ones, the negative ones, the not so nice ones, they tend to dissipate. And I like to explain that in terms of how rivers work. So with rivers, the more water that is pushed down a stream, the larger and the deeper, the bigger the river will end up being, right? However, when you stop putting water down a stream, what happens? It eventually dries up and it'll become overgrown and trees will come in and roots and grass and all of that, and it will kind of go away. And that's how our brains work when it comes to our belief systems and what we tell ourselves. So how do we start doing this, right? Like, how do we start changing our belief systems and creating a new river, essentially? Well, I like to start with visual reminders. So you can do this by writing notes on your mirror. You can do this by putting positive quotes on your dashboard in your car. I like to encourage people to put positive messages and things that they want to believe about themselves in like unexpected yet not unexpected places, right? So when you open up a cabinet, maybe you open up your closet door and then there's going to be a note there that says something kind about you and your body and getting dressed in the morning. Or you open up your cabinet to get a dish out for dinner and you read something that says something kind about you providing for your family or the people around you. Or you write something on your bathroom mirror where it's really easy for you to stand and pick yourself apart. One way I've done this for myself that I have really enjoyed is with my tattoos. And I have 4 tattoos. One has absolutely no meaning, but the other 3 do. And so I'm going to share those and kind of why I got them. And the first one I got on my foot when I was like 20, 21. And it says Hebrews 12:1, which is, let us run the race set before us with perseverance. Now, I think at 2021, I thought I was being really clever by putting this on my foot because it was talking about running, but it doesn't just apply to literal running. And perseverance also doesn't mean run fast. It means to run despite difficulty. And so I have that reminder with me everywhere I'm walking to tell me, hey, keep going. This is hard. This is tough. This might be not what you expected, but run the race that you've been put on. Move on the path that you've been put on with perseverance. And some days that is like a sprint, and some days that is like a very slow, leisurely walk. But it just means to me to keep moving. And I need that right now, 100%. Now, funny story, my second tattoo, it seems contradictory, but it is be still. And I actually got this because I am someone who didn't realize I had anxiety my entire life until I was in grad school learning about what anxiety was at like 21, 22, right around when I got my first tattoo. And this is a gentle reminder that I see over and over and over because it's on my wrist and I see it more than all my other tattoos. It's just to remind me, I don't always have to be doing something, and it is okay to feel the feelings that I'm feeling and to sit in them and just have them. And then my most recent tattoo, I actually think this is my favorite one, and it is the words, oh yes, I can. And it's on my forearm. And it ties nicely into the first thing when I was talking about PMA. Basically, when I tell myself I can't, I won't. And when I tell myself I can, and this is like the best part, even when it doesn't work out, because not everything works out the way I want it to work out, at least I have a shot, right? So when I tell myself I can do something, I'm at least giving myself a shot at making it possible and succeeding. And I think I'm worthy, and so are you guys, of at least giving myself a shot at the things that I want to try and achieve. So y'all don't have to go permanently write things on your bodies, but you can find ways to give gentle reminders that can force you to see the good in you. And it can help change the way you look about you, the way you look about life, your days, this year. And it can help change how you walk about your days. So some of y'all might be familiar with me, and this might not be news to you, but I also have a podcast of my own. And I'm excited that I got to announce this week that I'm going to be part of Amy's new network. And I have been so grateful for her support. And you guys know her. She is one of the best humans ever. And she truly wants to help other people in all the ways that she can. And I'm so grateful for her belief in me and what I do. So now I'm going to introduce you guys, if you're not familiar, with my podcast with the new trailer that just got released this week. So here it is.
Hi, I'm Catherine, but you can call me Kat. I'm a therapist who lives in Nashville, and I'm also just a regular human like you.
I learned that there would never be enough outside validation to fill the void of the inside validation that I needed for myself.
I'm inviting you into conversations about what it's like to live fully in a world where we've become accustomed to shut parts of ourselves off.
I always joke, like I go into performance because I'm like Tinkerbell, please clap for me and tell me I'm good.
Here, you will find a space that welcomes in discomfort.
Deep breaths.
Tough questions.
There was a situation.
Wait, did you cut me off because you didn't want to talk about your feelings?
No, I cut you off. I didn't want to lead people on.
And hard truths.
Your inner critic is a part of you that is wounded.
A place where figuring it out is just as fun as it is scary.
Life isn't short, it's actually really long. There's a lot of things that are going to happen to you. There's a lot of things you can do.
Over the past 8 years of being a therapist, I've become more increasingly aware of how the power of conversation can create meaningful change in people's lives.
And I remember writing, the pain of facing your mortality at 28 is not normal.
And at the same time, more increasingly aware of how rare those kinds of conversations we have in therapy sessions actually are out in the wild.
I feel such an immense amount of gratitude that I can say it because there was a point where I couldn't.
I love my job, like love my job. There isn't anything I could see myself doing other than this right now. However, I've experienced a lot of loneliness knowing that the vulnerability and authentic life-changing conversations I have in my office are uncommon.
A baby or a young child needs the caregiver to look in their eyes and hold them and say, I love you just for being on this planet and being mine.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us got that perfectly.
I decided I didn't want to keep watching it continue to be this way, so I started You Need Therapy podcast. Right now, I'm inviting you into a space where the freedom to be ourselves is infinite.
It's not just a decision you can make, like that logic. It's not rational. It's emotional.
My hope is that what you listen to here will jumpstart conversations that are meaningful in order to help others feel less alone and create a deeper understanding of ourselves and others.
Y'all about to really get to know me now. Y'all about to really get to know me now.
I hope more and more humans start to realize that therapy isn't reserved for people who have something wrong with them. Therapy's for all of us. You may not want it, but the truth is, you need therapy. All right, so there it is, the new trailer for You Need Therapy podcast. A new episode goes out every single Monday, and then I do a Q&A every Wednesday that you guys can actually send questions in for. You can email me at Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, at youneedtherapypodcast.com, and I can get those and then hopefully answer some of your questions that you guys have. You can follow me at cat.defada, and you can follow the podcast at You Need Therapy podcast on Instagram, and I also send a newsletter out every Monday that you can sign up for at youneedtherapypodcast.com. We have other stuff on our website as well. We have a small merch store, and I have a resource page that has some book recommendations that are divided out by topics, mostly relating to therapy things and inner self-work. So that wraps up this week. Guest hosting, I want to say thanks again to Amy for letting me do this. Scary and also super fun, you know, there right there is the both and that I was talking to you guys about earlier. So I hope you guys enjoyed it, and hopefully I get to connect with you guys on Monday when You Need Therapy comes out, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.